Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yes, it is, and we are all believers. I tell you what, there was plenty of people who were believing that Australia were going to beat Argentina. I reckon they were on their heels the last 25 minutes of their match. But what would I know? I tell you a bloke who would, the former Socceroos star, former Socceroos captain. His name's Paul Wade. He's on the line. G'day, Wadey.
Jimmy, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great to chat. Thank you for your time. Former Socceroos captain, as I mentioned, as a former Socceroo, and to see the performance that this team put in across their four games, Wadey, what was your overall thoughts and feelings of World Cup 2022?
I tell you what, there was a lot of people who said over the years, oh, we're going soft, we're too skillful, but where's the heart? Well, the mongrel's back, mate. And yes. Think of all the times that we under the pump in the build-up, like had to beat the UAE, had to beat Peru, had to beat Tunisia, had to beat Denmark, had to beat Argentina. Mate, they stood up every single time and hammered all those so-called experts who said they couldn't.
Okay, so what about, there was a point there in the game, I think it was the last 20, 25 minutes, when it got back to 2-1, where I really think Argentina were a little unsettled. Did you get that same sense, Wadey?
I did. And the crowd that I was in just stood there staring up at the screen thinking, oh, no, please, not, that's not the end, surely. Wow, how many minutes later and people were going nuts. You know, when they talk about Lionel Messi being the greatest player ever to play the game, arguably, and you see that he walks more than anybody else in the competition,
you just
know that that's quality, don't you?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So that was the stat that, you know, I was listening to Dave Beshear and Luke Wilshere during the course of the call, and they said they've actually got it on record. He's walked more than any other player in the tournament. So when you start to hear football people talk about where he is and over the course of his career and the diminishing of maybe not the skills but maybe the speed,
the speed is so important. In fact, a lot of people say, "Give us the athlete, and we'll make him a footballer."
Yeah,
which is really sad. He's just gone right against the grain, hasn't he? He's just dynamite. When he gets that ball, he's already three steps ahead. You haven't even thought about running yet. It's just magical. I wish I knew how to do that, mate. If you can have my trying heart and his skill, I don't know, I'd be a few million dollars richer right now.
That strikes me, though, Paul, as something that's completely uncoachable, that's innate. I saw it with, and I haven't watched the football that you've watched, but Zinedine Zidane had it. Paul Gascoigne had it, had this sixth sense of being able to, you know, find players and split defences where mere mortals couldn't see it.
Yeah, so true. You know, I heard a statement the other day, talent times effort equals skill. Skill times effort equals achievement. So anybody who says, ooh, yeah, he's a natural talent and he was always going to be a great player, mate, he has put a lot of hard work in, hours and hours. And
yes,
he had talent, but boy, has he worked on that talent and perfected it in the higher he's gone, the quicker he's had to make decisions. He hasn't stopped back and go, whoa, I'm going to be the best player in the world. No, that is not the truth.
Yeah, I like that. Talent plus effort equals skill.
Talent.
Skill plus effort equals achievement.
Yeah, perfect. So you work twice as hard as you do with all the talent you've got. Wake up, kids. It's hard work.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Based on that and knowing that he hasn't won it, can he go all the way with Argentina or what's the team? It probably is Brazil based on what they did this morning that's impressed you most over the tournament, Wadey.
Oh, I tell you, isn't it just beautiful to see all the flair and the touch of the Brazilians back? Because many years ago, well, actually not that far ago, Jimmy, everybody in Brazil was saying, oh, there's too many players playing in Europe. They've got that European mentality. Where's it all gone? Well, I tell you what, I've been watching some of the goals and some of the play between lines, and I'm thinking, wow, I wish I was miserable playing in Europe if I could play football like that.
Yeah. Actually, I was just talking about it to Tristan Merlihan from topsport.com.au. What does it say about, okay, we probably get, well, the market says that we get Spain and Portugal through to the quarterfinals, which means the six European sides, two South American sides, but the two South American sides are two of the three favourites to win the competition. So what does that say about, in your mind, Wadey, about, and the differences between the two, the balance of world football?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on everybody, especially the South Americans, having played there. I tell you what, there was one time we played Argentina over there. We were drawing 1-1, and the president said, if we get beaten by Australia tomorrow, there will be a national day of mourning.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's why they live with that pressure. But the intensity and how many games you play in Europe, that's why they're so good. And that's why European teams are so good. They're playing at a level way above everyone else, which gets me to the point very quickly, Jimmy, that is why what we did over there when we haven't got players playing at that level was amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. Okay. So based on that, doing what he did with the players that he had, should Australia, the Socceroos, re-sign Graham Arnold? If no, who fills the breach?
Oh, I tell you what. You know what? If he wants the job, I'd give it to him straight away. But not that I know. I'm thinking, Arnie, you know what? Managing your national team, and he knows this, is not coaching. It's about management, making sure that the right players are in the right place, but not actually putting on sessions and fixing too many problems, because they only get them 4 days before a game.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? And most of that is recovery from coming back to Europe. It is a miserable job. It really is. At least if he's coaching a club, he's got the players day in, day out, fixing problems, creating relationships, all that sort of stuff. That's what Arnie is good at. He's very personable, as you can tell by some of the comments from the Socceroos. But it's his call. I tell you what, there you go, Arnie. Do you want it or not?
Yeah, right. So you would offer it to him?
No, you know, no. Well, as soon as he said, I haven't slept for a few days because all I want is a victory for the fans back home, I'm thinking that's either a comment to grab a headline or seriously the truth. And if he's feeling like that, mate, just leave, because your mental health is more important.
Okay, so that's one thing. If you were the FA, what would you do? And then the next part of that, if you're Graham Arnold, what would you do? And by the sounds of it, if you're Graham Arnold, you're walking away from the Socceroos and finding a challenge elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm doing that. But then again, I'm not Graham Arnold. I'm not that brave to do some of the things that he's done and believe in what he's done. Now, having made that decision, Graham, you decided not to. Now I've got to find another one. Wow, do I go home base? Do I go? I don't know, mate. I don't know whether there's anybody, you know, just with that amount of respect worldwide. And a perfect example of that is Gus Hiddink. He's walked in to Football Australia and gone, right, I want a chartered flight. Right, I want to go a week before we play Uruguay. Chefs on board, rub down tables, and I want ice baths, and I want this and that, and I'm not going to put up. Wow. Boy, did Football Australia come to the party on that one. The boys had absolutely everything. He actually he rang FIFA as well and said, the last time we played Uruguay, they treated us with so much disrespect that if anything happens this time under my watch, the whole world will hear about it. Now, can you imagine one of the local coaches going to FIFA and saying that and actually actioning it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. So it's got to be high profile. It's I believe, anyway.
Okay. In 1993, you famously marked Diego Maradona. I don't know whether there was a jersey swap on that occasion?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't get to swap it on the park, but I stood outside that dressing room and I didn't move until they brought it out. So I was desperate for that shirt. And you know what? The one in Argentina, I thought to myself, I'm going to get another one. So as I'm going up to him and he's surrounded 10, 15 deep, I thought, I'm really going to try hard to get through this crowd. But I crossed paths with a guy called Fernando Redondo, who played for Real Madrid, an absolute superstar. Everybody in Argentina and around the world would know him. And I said, well, he said to me, do you want to swap? And I went, no, it's all right, mate. I'm going to go and get Maradona's. Well, I couldn't get to Maradona. And when I did, he said, Fidel Castro, right? I'm thinking, what? He's pointed to the stand and said, Fidel Castro. I go, well, that's gone. Mr. Redondo, excuse me, Mr. Redondo, is there any chance you might reconsider? Wow. So I've kept my own. I missed out on two of the legends of world football.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get Diego Maradona and you didn't get Fernando Redondo. Okay. So you may not be well placed, but there's been a lot of speculation. Cam Devlin has Lionel Messi's jersey, his 1,000th game, and he scored a goal as well. If you're Cam Devlin, are you hanging on to that jersey? What are you doing with it? It's worth a lot of money, Wadey.
I'll tell you what, I'm buying a couple of houses in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, just quietly.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, if he holds on to it, because somebody, whoever it was, sold the shirt that Maradona was wearing when he punched the ball in the back of the net at the World Cup qualifier against England.
Yes.
And it, I don't know how much it got, mate, but it was over $20 million.
Wow.
It was amazing. But you're going to have to wait a long, long time to get that $20 million. I might not survive. I would swap it right now.
That's exactly right. Bird in the hand, as they say, Wadey. Hey, I want to ask you this, Wadey. Who's going to win the World Cup?
Brazil, straight away. And
okay.
You know who they'll play? They'll play France.
Yeah.
I think, well, with Mbappe and Dembele and Griezmann in the middle of the park, you saw what they did to us. And I know we're not world class, but once they put it in gear, wow.
Yeah.
They just go. So it'll be skill against, yeah, a little bit of flair, but boy, hard work from the French. What a final.
Yeah, that would be magical. And they did it to Poland, don't worry, in the round of 16 as well, France. I love it. Talent plus effort equals skill. Skill plus effort equals achievement. You can hear more of that from Paul Wade Life Skills. Go to paulwade.com.au. Always a pleasure and a privilege to speak to you, Wadey. Thanks for your time today.
It's a pleasure, Jimmy. Keep up the good work. See you, mate. Bye.
There he is, Paul Wade. He's a good fella. He's knows his football inside and out, quite obviously, having been there, done that. That's a good yarn, isn't it? Missed out on the Diego Maradona shirt and missed out on the Fernando Redondo shirt because he was trying to get the better one. Oh, well, that's what happens, Wadey. Thank you. Right, news now, and then we're back with more. Stick around. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.